95% of coaches don't even have a lead generation issue. It doesn't even come down to the lead gen part. The truth is most coaches have a lead management issue. They have tons of people watching their stories. They have tons of people liking and commenting throughout their post. In fact, if you went to your last 6 posts, I can guarantee you that there's at least 100 people. That's a lot of people. And the truth is that those people want to work with you. But the fact is, it's not a lead gen issue. It's a lead management issue. And that's why you're not converting clients every single week.
Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 coaching companies to multiple 7 figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast, you guys. I have a very short spurt action item oriented podcast for you guys today. So stay tuned because I'm going to be diving right in with some action steps to help you guys retarget more soulmate prospects that are in your audience, get more calls in your books, and more importantly, actually get those calls to sign up and become paying clients of yours. But before we dive in, I feel like I owe you guys like a little bit of a life update. I feel like I've been doing this every podcast episode, and I can't wait to do an episode where I just like give you guys the full rundown of how I've navigated business the past 6 months, because I have been going through a massive identity shift where, I don't know if you guys have felt like this, but you're kind of like 49% the old version of you, but you're not quite like 50% of like the new version of you or like the direction that you're going in. So it's kind of like this in between. And I've been navigating that and sharing some of that on social media. I think a lot of that is attributed to the fact that we moved from literally California to Mexico and then from Mexico here to Austin, Texas. So I am now coming to you guys live from Austin, Texas. So this is gonna be our new home. We're gonna be residing here. Oh my God, we signed a 15-month lease, you guys. Like, yeah. Yes, I'm like, I'm not moving, we're staying here, and I hopefully plan to re-sign at this place as well, because man, moving is a whole ordeal. But through all of that, we've still been really chugging along in the business. We actually hit our biggest months back-to-back the past 5 months, so I'm excited to share more of the insight with you guys on that, and that's actually a big part of why I'm making today's episode, where I talk to you guys a little bit about our strategies that we've been implementing for both myself and our clients that have seen incredible results. Before I dive into the episode, I know I gave you guys a little bit of a life update, but I also want to share with you guys just some of my like recent obsessions, because through moving, I feel like when you move, you just like, you go on Amazon and you pick up some new finds, you occasionally go on TikTok and you have some new finds. And so why not share with you guys some of the things that I've been absolutely obsessed with before we dive into today's episode. The first one, I'm not sponsored by any of these, by the way, guys. This is just like me sharing with you guys, because I don't know about you, but like when I get involved with something, it becomes my entire personality. And these Element, L-M-N-T, electrolyte mixed drinks packets, I have been obsessed with the citrus salt one. It has literally become my whole personality. I'm trying not to drink like more than 2 of them a day, because sometimes I drink 2 and I'm like, oh my God, these are so good. I don't need to be over electrolyted, but that is my number one obsession. My number two obsession since moving, got these cute little cups on Amazon, but more importantly, I got some glass straws with these. And I don't know if you're the kind of girly who needs to have like 4 different drinks by her desk when she is tuning into work, but that is totally me. I will have like coffee, an electrolyte drink, a water, and then like something else ends up appearing. So my glass straws have been a lifesaver, also good for the planet, so we love them. Next, I have my snail mucin. I know that some people are allergic to this. I was extremely skeptical. I'm like, this is weird. I am like in my era of the skin. I have had such a hard time with my skin over the past like, I would say like 6 to 12 months, which is so unlike me. And luckily I'm working with a dietitian to support my gut health, coming off of birth control literally today, which is terrifying, but I'm also excited to keep you guys updated on that journey for myself. But I will say I have been implementing some things that are really like highly moisturizing for my skin. One of the products I have just been obsessed with is snail mucin. If anyone tells you otherwise, it's likely because I might be allergic to it, or it's just gross. Honestly, I know it probably sounds disgusting to put snail mucin on your face, but it's been a lifesaver, and I just use it's like one of the top recommended ones on Amazon. My last one, this one's actually business oriented for you guys, but my broadcast channel. Oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys have a broadcast channel on Instagram, but if you do not, I highly recommend that you have one for supporting places to inform your audience, give them extra value. It's like a little community in there for all the people who are in my broadcast channel, and I'm literally obsessed. We've had several launches since we launched the broadcast channel. I've just noticed it's been a great support system for building community, and then also being able to share with my audience, like, yo, guys, I have a launch, like, y'all should join in on this. So it's been really cool to see that the broadcast channel has, like, expanded my support with everybody who is in my audience, and also the people who join it. I've just been giving a bunch of different value adds to, which has been so cool. So those are my little recent obsessions. I figured I'd start sharing some of these with you guys every so often, or like at least once a month on these podcast episodes, to see if there's anything that you guys want to pick up, or if there's anything that you resonate with. I feel like I put element packets on my story, and so many people were like equally as obsessed. So I feel like sharing these with you guys, hopefully you can pick up one of them. Anyway, let's dive into today's episode on lead strategy and retargeting strategy. So in this episode, I am going to be referring to DM outreach quite a bit, because all of this has to do with your DM sequences and how you follow up and start conversations with people on Instagram that can eventually lead to you working with them as high paying clients. So, you know, when I say DM outreach, I don't mean I'm sitting here talking about sending a bunch of cold DMs to people. In fact, the reason that I implement this strategy with both my own team and then also for my clients is because I want to help them create omnipresence. I want them to consistently be able to bring new people into their audience. I want them to actually build relationships with people. And from building relationships with people and moving them through understanding what their problem actually is, and then recognizing that they actually need support with that, this is what actually creates autonomy for your audience members to choose to work with you. And if you know anything about me and how I teach sales, I teach a lean back strategy of sales, meaning like I want you to be proactive in attracting and using direct marketing or attraction marketing to be able to bring in the right people to your audience. And through relationship building, they actually consciously choose to work with you. And this lean back strategy, I've found to be one of the most powerful things for my clients, for myself, and for your audience members to become conscious consumers, instead of just, you know, trying to cold outreach someone, turn them around within 24 hours and get on a call with them, and then, you know, push them into a buying decision. So just before we dive into this, I think what's really important for you to understand is one of the strategies I do teach with my clients is I don't think that cold outreach is it. I just do not think it is the vibe, but I will say there are different variations of cold outreach that can work to support you completely transforming somebody's life and also help you generate a ton of leads. Now, the way that I do this is through understanding buying cycles and understanding what is the level of awareness that someone has. And based off of their level of awareness, when should we actually be trying to get them on a call? Because it takes someone anywhere from 7 to 21 times to see something before they buy. And if you haven't listened to my episodes previously where I do talk about buyer awareness and people's buying behavior, you know, you would know that basically 60% of people aren't even aware that they have a problem. 20% of people are aware, but they don't even know what to do about it. 17% are in the information gathering phase, and then 3% are ready to buy. A lot of people just try to target those 3% who are ready to buy. So yes, if you message somebody and they're ready to buy, you can get them on a call same day. But it isn't until that person truly sees the value of the transformation that they are going to go all in on wanting to work with you. And so we have a responsibility to connect to people every day. And through connecting with people every single day, then building a relationship with them and exposing to them what's possible for them. So I call these pathways of possibility. You're basically showing someone what's possible for them to the extent that they end up actually being like, holy crap, I need further support with this. I need to work with you. Okay. So why do we want to be able to use this strategy? Why do we want to actually reactivate and retarget people in the DMs? It's really fairly simple, okay? If you want to build more brand awareness, if you want to bring new people into your world every single day, you using reactivation and retargeting is going to be important, because people will see you for the first time, but oftentimes the conversation could die out. Oftentimes the person could ghost or stop responding, or you kind of get those people who are just like watching your stories, but they're not actually buying from you. This is why it's so important to have a reactivation and retargeting strategy. I find that most coaches don't actually have a lead generation issue. What they have instead is a lead activation or a lead management issue, meaning that they will have a bunch of leads that are watching their stories. They'll have a ton of people who are watching their content, they're liking, they're commenting, and these people will be hanging out on their page. But what most coaches fail to do is they fail to actually manage the leads, meaning that they'll start a conversation with them, but they'll never actually go back and follow up. Or they'll follow up, but it just creates a dead lead. And so it's important that if you want to actually book calls every single week, you need to create a predictable sales system, meaning that you need to have reactivation and retargeting as a part of your sales system. So you need to bring more brand awareness, and you also need to recognize that most of the time it's not a lead generation issue, it's actually a lead management issue. So how can we kind of solve this whole lead management issue? It's really fucking simple, okay? It is so fucking simple, and I'm gonna show you guys how to do this, okay? I'm gonna give you guys 5 ways for you to be retargeting and activating old leads. Now, something to keep in mind before we dive into these 5 different ways to reactivate old leads is it's important to recognize that in order for you to do this, you need to have a lead tracking system. Now, we teach our clients and we integrate an entire automated sales system where they can track where people are at in their conversations. It brings their Instagram conversations into a pipeline where they can see all of this. And this is something we do for our clients at a mastermind level. But if you don't have something like a CRM, you totally could just use an Excel spreadsheet and it makes it really, really simple for you. Also, Instagram has this cool feature in the inbox where you can actually go through and filter the leads. So you can mark people as a lead. You can mark them as shipped. This is what I mark people as whenever I've sent them a free resource. You can mark them as booked, which is when you've pitched a call, or I'm sorry, when you've booked a call with someone. You can mark them as ordered, which I like to use when I pitch somebody on a call. And then you can use these Instagram inbox labels to actually label out and define what the people in your DMs are. Like, are they a lead? Are they someone that you've booked a call with? That way, if you ever outsource the process of outreach, you could easily just hand this process over to an appointment setter. So just making sure that you have some kind of marketing system in your Instagram and using that system, and then also making sure that you have some kind of lead tracking system where once you are in a conversation with somebody who you would consider a lead, you're actually tracking them so you can go back and you can reactivate them and follow up with them. So now let's talk a little bit about how to retarget old leads. Now, one thing I want to keep in mind, okay, is I'm all about relationship building. All of these strategies were built based off of you just like genuinely giving a fuck about people, okay? Like, this is about you not just checking in with them because it's like, oh, hey, like, book a call with me. This is like you actually checking in on them. You creating genuine connections to people is one of the most valuable things that you could do in your career path, especially if you're a heart-centered or a heart-led coach. I know that this is not hard for you. Like, you want to be checking up on your people, but I'm gonna keep it real. I work with a lot of spirit-led coaches. I work with a lot of heart-centered women. And the truth is that this specific strategy is for a human, okay? And here's what I mean by this. Some people will be like, ew, it's inorganic, or it's gross, or it's icky to reactivate or follow up with people or keep following up. I teach a lean back sales approach. My goal isn't to make you try to follow up with someone 15 times after they've ghosted you. But let's be real, you probably talk to a lot of people every day. And if you're not starting, you know, 15 to 20 new conversations, minimum, that's like minimum every single day, you definitely should be. And if you are, of course, it's gonna be hard for you to track everybody that you're talking to. I mean, over months and months and months, it's gonna be difficult to be able to remember the person that you talked to in January when it's like December, right? Or when it's like even August, it's difficult. Or even honestly, like 2 weeks later, it's hard to remember that. So you actually having a tracking system in place where you can see who you've been talking to. Now, once you put people on a lead tracker, here are some really easy ways for you to be able to reactivate them and to follow up with them. First, I just have to say you genuinely giving a fuck, okay? Like, reading through your conversation, remembering these people, knowing something about these people, taking notes in your tracker for the conversation that you had with people, because you genuinely giving a fuck is the most important part of all of this, okay? The first one is just reactivating from old consults. So if you've had people on calls with you before, or you've pitched them on a call, and maybe they didn't sign up, I want you within the next month to just have one of these 2 follow-up strategies. The first one is just responding to one of their stories and following back up with them, starting a conversation with them, re-sparking a conversation with them, and just genuinely showing interest in their life if that feels really aligned for you, okay? The second one is just checking back in on their progress. Most of the time, the hard part for people is they will get off of a call with you, they'll tell you all their goals and their struggles, and then if you check back in on them 3 to 4 months later, they're struggling with the same dang thing, right? And this is where you get to bring them through that cycle of like, how can I show them the value to where like, this is no longer their reality. Like, they absolutely need to dive into coaching because 3 months ago they were in the same exact position that they're in today. So just genuinely following up with one of these 2 strategies for reactivating people. Now, the second one is super simple. Creating some kind of resource or free resource, or maybe you even have a new offer. And with this, what you're gonna do is you're gonna lead with value. So let's say that you hopped on a call with someone a few weeks ago, or maybe you even had a conversation with somebody a few weeks ago that died out. This is a great way to follow up with people by just offering them the opportunity for your resource. So, hey, I know that a few weeks ago we chatted a little bit about your, you know, struggle, whatever their struggle or their goal was. I have an awesome free resource for you that I just created. Is it cool if I send it your way? And I always love asking people permission if I can send things to them. Like, I never want to overstep. I never want to hound people. Again, lean back energy in sales is so important. So asking people if you can follow up with them and send them a free resource. The next one is a special offer or a back-end offer. So if you have, okay, let me just first disclose this. I only save this for like the people who are on my fucking vision board. Like I absolutely want to work with these people. Like it is a non-negotiable at some point. I know that we're meant to work together and I'm not offering this willy-nilly all the time. This is something you offer maybe once a quarter to the one to two people that you know are sitting on the fence, and if you just gave them some incentive, they absolutely would jump on things. So some kind of back end or a special offer. The way that this could look is you simply offering somebody a coupon code that's valid for them to do a down payment in the next 72 hours and then having them enroll and letting them know they just need to start within the next 30 to 45 days. Super simple, super easy. You can literally just message someone saying, hey, look, like you've been on my vision board to work together. And I don't do this super often, but I'm actually offering two women in my DMs a special offer with a coupon code. And that is as simple as it gets. This is a really easy way for you to target people who are on the fence, you've maybe hopped on a sales call with and you would kill to work with, but you know that they just need a little bit of a push. Okay. Now, number four, circling back around on your polls or goals from people that you had touch points with for polls. So one of the best things I can recommend for you is if you are looking to be able to follow up with people in a way that also keeps their goals in mind and keeps them in mind is doing polls on your story where you ask people what their goal is for the quarter or ask them what their goal is for the summer or what's their goal through this next season. What this does is it gives you an activation point to initiate conversation with them. And if you don't book a call with them within 72 hours or 7 to 10 days, what I recommend is you put them on your tracker and you follow back up with them in whatever time frame, right? Like if you ask them, hey, what's your goal for the quarter? And it's, 6 weeks into the quarter, you message them, be like, hey, I remember we talked in the beginning of the quarter about your goal being X. Like, how are you doing with that? And just genuinely showing interest in where they're at with their goals. So using polls as a reference point that have timelines on them so that you can actually activate and re-follow up with people. The last one is pretty simple for my girlies who have an email list. Oh man, I could talk about email retargeting all day. This has been a lifesaver and a game changer for our business specifically, is having an automated system where we have people that are consistently being nurtured, even if I'm not necessarily having a touch point with them, but they're being nurtured through value emails, value retargeted emails. And this is a really simple and easy way for you to literally just sign an extra one to two clients a week is through, people who you've had conversations with, getting them on your email list and nurturing them to the point where you have people consistently wanting to buy into you because you have some kind of retargeting or strategy or system in place. So if you, let's say, launched a free resource like 6 months ago, have you followed up with that specific segment of the list, right? Like if you launched a fat loss ebook in January and we're moving into summer, maybe you send a specific retargeting campaign to the people who are on that specific list. The people who opted into that freebie is like, hey, summer's around the corner. You opted into this in January. Like, have you made progress with your fat loss goals? And leading them back into a call booking. This is a really simple and easy way to look at, probably have leads all over the place. You probably have people on your tracker. You probably have people on your email list if you have one. And it's not that these people don't want to buy from you. It's that these people just need consistent exposure over time. And so for most coaches, it's not a lead generation issue. It's actually just a lead management and retargeting issue. And so these five strategies are a simple way for you to circle back around. And I just want to give you a quick action item. This is really exclusive to my clients. I have a whole module in our course where we go over retargeting and reactivation strategy and different lead management systems to help our clients consistently pull clients through their pipeline, prospects through their pipeline, and sign clients on a weekly basis. But take this information and run with it. I want to give you a little bit of a challenge. Maybe today just go and use one of these strategies, whether it's like the back end offer, or maybe you create a quick 5-minute Loom video that covers a common pain point that your ideal client struggles with. It's a really simple and easy way for you to just leverage what you already have in place. Lead generation, yes, can be difficult, but when you actually can continue to expose new people on a daily basis by sending your 10 to 15, maybe 20 DMs, and let's say even 4 to 5 of those people reply a day, that's 20 new people a week. And most of the time, if you did that over the course of 6 months, 20 new people a week, that's crazy. That's like so many people. And you had an automated system to consistently nurture them, reactivate them, and follow up with them, and a lead tracking system, you would be signing clients every single week, hands down. All it takes is the discipline, the output, and the automation for you to consistently do this. So My coaches, go implement this bad boy. This was a value-packed, golden nugget-dropping podcast episode for you guys today. If you guys are looking for a better lead tracking, better lead management, and an automated system for you to be retargeting email campaigns, be retargeting people automatically, this is something that we actually just integrated into our mastermind program, where we're teaching and giving our clients an entire CRM that's automated with landing pages, email sequences, follow-up sequences, and basically helps them pull new customers into their world every single day, and also help convert new customers that are already in their world every single day instead of letting leads fall through the cracks or letting anybody. So if you think that this is probably something that you can benefit from, which I will tell you almost every coach in this space could benefit from this, don't be afraid to just shoot me a message over on Instagram. You guys can just message me DM management and I will shoot you back some information on how we could potentially work together and how I could help you integrate an automated system to help you manage more of your leads and also help you convert more high paying clients. I love you guys as always. I'm so excited to be grounded here in Austin now where I can build a podcast studio and give you guys even higher quality podcast episodes. So I love you guys and I will catch you in the next episode.